Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mark Dice joining us for the rest of the hour dealing with the First Amendment. You just heard Dr. Francis Boyle, who knows Cass Sunstein, talking about how this guy wants to destroy the First Amendment. They're openly announcing cybersecurity, Homeland Security taking over the web, openly saying they may start curtailing free speech. Well, Mark Dice went out and talked to a bunch of people on the street, and the majority of them read the petition and said, yes, indeed, in San Diego, we want to ban free speech and criticism of Obama. But they don't think they're going to lose their free speech. Free speech is for everybody. So I want to go out to break, then we're going to come back with Mark Dice with part of this 10-minute video. We'll play the rest later, but we'll talk to Mark Dice about these incredible developments coming up after this quick break. But here is the opening part of Mark Dice's video in San Diego.
I'm Mark Dice, and this is a petition to repeal the First Amendment to the Constitution. You may be saying that nobody's going to sign this, but I would be willing to bet differently. Petition, please. This is to repeal the First Amendment in the New World Order, stop hate speech. You know, we want to really just kind of look at that issue again. And, you know, I mean, people are disagreeing with the president. I mean, we're going to stop that. Thanks. Hey, can you sign our petition quick to stop hate speech?
Hate speech?
Stop the hate speech. Get these people to stop, you know, saying mean things and disrespectful.
Yes.
Disrespectful things. And start with, you know, repealing the First Amendment and just kind of looking at that again. You know, do we really need that in the New World Order in today's society?
No.
You know?
I agree with you on that.
Can you just quick sign our petition? We're trying to repeal the First Amendment to the Constitution. It's part of the New World Order. You know, people are abusing things and just saying really mean things about, you know, the president and this hate speech. And so this will stop that.
Actually, I'd feel more comfortable if I went on and, like, researched it online a little bit more.
Well, we're Citizens Against the First Amendment, CATFA.org.
Okay, I'm going to look on CATFA.org.
Okay. Right. Do you want to, what would make you feel comfortable signing it?
Just sitting down and looking at more information that's available online.
Are you familiar with the evils of the First Amendment and how just horrible it is and how outdated such an idea is?
I'd feel more comfortable just looking online and kind of researching it myself.
Okay.
Yeah. But
we won't spam you or anything.
Oh, I know. But I like to make sure I know exactly what I'm signing. Just like, you know, just makes me feel comfortable knowing.
Just to make sure.
I'm not just signing it, you know. Like, so I want to sign things that I believe in as well.
So you'll know why we need to get rid of the First Amendment.
Exactly. That's why I like.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks. We just want to stop the hate speech. So this would be just a quick thing to stop the, you know, the hateful things, and it'll help to legislate, you know, the things that people say that they disagree with, the, you know, against the government and the Bilderberg group, and just a signature and a birth date will be fine. No phone number. Sounds like a good thing. You know, I mean, in today's New World Order, we don't need these idiots, you know, disagreeing with the president. Oh, you got to sign it too.
I don't disagree.
So you read this? You're okay with that?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Repeal the First Amendment. Stop hate speech and negative speech. Just a signature would be good.
What is it for? What's hate speech?
Well, it's hate speech when you say hateful and mean things. We're CAFTA.org. It's just to support the, you know, the repeal of the First Amendment.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, he's got a new book out. He's Mark Dice, and we, by the way, are offering it at InfoWars.com. He is in our film, Truth Rising. Burmese interviewed him as one of the main experts in his upcoming film, Invisible Empire. And if you want to know how activism is done, writing books, running a website, going out with street actions, going out to universities, bullhorning, showing how ignorant the public is to tyranny, Mark Dice does it as good as it's done. And we can all learn something from Mark Dice. And his new book, The New World Order, Fact and Fiction, available at InfoWars.com, along with the other three books that Mark has authored and published. So I guess that's four books now, if memory serves, that we offer that Mark Dice has put out. One he republished, three he's written. And so he is with us today for the balance of the hour. For stations that just joined us, I did that first segment playing some of the people he talked to, the vast majority that he talked to would read a petition, a fake petition, saying, I want to ban free speech. I want to ban criticizing Obama and anyone that opposes the New World Order. We'll actually read that petition here on air today. But Mark Dice of The Resistance, it's good to have you with us. The Resistance Manifesto, The Illuminati Facts and Fiction, The New World Order, Facts and Fiction are the books. And he's had two different versions of Resistance Manifesto. And MarkDice.com, of course, is the website. Our websites are InfoWars.com and Prison AmericanPlanet.tv. And make no mistake, we are on the cutting edge, the front lines of resistance to this new world order. Mark, I tell you, I have never seen anything as stunningly powerful as what you did out there, showing how those people would sign a petition to ban the First Amendment.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people think that I've just cherry-picked a lot of these people. I left almost everybody in there that we talked to. One, I edited out and I didn't show because I burst out laughing as soon as I started talking to them about the petition. I couldn't contain myself. And one other lady, just for length, I left out. And, you know, my other petition, this is a third in a series of petitions that I've done, and this is by far the most shocking one. And some people in the comments say, oh, well, they just signed the petition because they didn't want to be bothered. And even if that were true, that's...
No, you read it to them, and that one guy says, I agree.
Yeah,
we need to... They read it. Listen, see, that's the denial. They're in denial about the flu being a hoax, man-made global warming being a hoax, the WMDs being a hoax, 9/11 being a hoax, the banker bailout is a hoax. I mean, people just can't believe that stuff is going on, even when it's admitted.
No, and even the one guy at the very end that stopped signing it, as soon as I mentioned it would repeal the First Amendment, I warmed him up by saying it would help to stop the hate speech. He starts signing it, and then I'm just coming up with the most ridiculous stuff I can think of off the top of my head.
And I can see you fighting back laughing every time. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm stumbling over my words, and I had to dumb myself down because I just couldn't believe. I was trying to think of the most ridiculous things that I could think of, and I just kept saying them. The one guy at the end, I finally said, what this would do is repeal the First Amendment. He stops his pen right in his tracks, and he scratches his name off. And he says, I don't think so. I'm not going to sign. And then I start arguing with him. I said, well, why not? I mean, this would be a good thing. And he said, he points to the petition at CATFA.org, this phony organization, Citizens Against the First Amendment, that I said we were with. And he said, I'll do some research on you guys. So either this guy was so brain dead that he thought that he had to go and do some research to see if he was with Citizens Against the First Amendment, or he was so cowardly that he couldn't stand up for what was right in the face of what was a complete lie.
And then one lady says she doesn't want to get rid of free speech, but she does want to get rid of the Second Amendment.
Well, and I almost convinced her to change her mind, because you could see her just mindlessly, like a bobblehead, just nodding and agreeing with me when I'm making these phony sales pitches as to why we should repeal this. And I think the only reason why she didn't do it is because I noticed this later, that she was wearing, I believe it's a shirt from a local Christian church, and so she's probably a right-wing person, doesn't like Obama. And so when I started saying that it would stop criticism of Obama, I don't think she liked that very much. So, you know, if it would have been somebody else, a different president, perhaps she would have signed it. But none of these people, it shows that they're so brain dead that they half of them don't even know what the First Amendment was. They didn't even ask me, what is the First Amendment? Why would you want to do that? And then they wanted to support speech to stop people from saying mean things. We can't have people saying mean things. It's completely absurd. I can't believe it. And I can't believe that the video hasn't gone more viral than it is. But as we know, the mainstream media wants to keep people dumbed down. So they can't be showing people the just how lost society really is. Maybe this is only California, but this is in a pretty affluent neighborhood. This is in a place where the average home, I think the minimum home is $500,000 to $600,000 minimum. I mean, some tiny little shack in the middle of nowhere, $500,000. This is a nice, educated area. I mean, I can't imagine if I would have done this, you know, inland where I live.
Who do you think the scariest one was? I mean, I think that middle-aged kind of hippie guy, he was the scariest because he really read it. And he said, I agree. We need to shut them down.
It says in bold print, repeal the First Amendment. And then at the end of the video, I read the text, just a short little three-sentence text that says that we need to stop people from criticizing Obama. They're holding him back from creating the New World Order, and those kinds of protections aren't needed in today's society. And he read through it. He put his finger, you can see him, reading it line by line. And that's why there was a little bit of dead air there. And he actually read it. And then I made sure, I said, you read this, right? You're okay with that. And he said, I don't disagree with that. It's unbelievable.
Because it's Obama. He's a fake liberal caught up in that false paradigm. So, yeah, let's ban these right-wingers. But we heard the same thing from Michael Savage and Michael Reagan. When Michael Reagan said, murder Mark Dice, I'll give you the gun, the ammo, I'll pay you to murder him. I mean, it wasn't a more clear solicitation of murder. And the FBI said, that's okay. You know, that's all right. He's allowed to say, kill Mark Dice. So we see the same thing from right-wingers that worship the Republican Party. They say, ban anybody that disagrees with Bush's speech. And the Obama supporters say, ban the right-winger speech. And so basically, you've got more than half the public that's ready to ban free speech in the United States. I mean, that shows you the type of brainwashing and all the MTV specials and the college and high school education where all they talk about is hate, 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 hate. And now we have Obama cybersecurity chief resigning, saying the Pentagon's taking it over. Obama comes out and says, I may have to shut down free speech on the web. Cass Sunstein, his regulations are that implements all this, says they're going to do it. Italy is in mainstream news announcing you've got to register to be able to write anything on the internet with the government, pre-approve it with them. Banning websites extrajudicially in Australia. They say we're taking the Chinese model. Bill Gates, head of Microsoft, says he likes what China's doing, doesn't have a problem with it, helped design the system for him. He's now running the NSA takeover system. They are really coming after our Second Amendment. Now, the hate crime law passed. That federalizes local police, creates special thought police commissars to track what people are saying. The MIAC Homeland Security reports say gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans, that we're the real target of Homeland Security. Provocateurs are out at every Tea Party, sound cannons at G20. I mean, they are really coming after us.
And this is actually going on in other countries as well. I mean, in my new book, there's an example of a woman in Britain who wrote a letter to her city council expressing her displeasure that a gay pride parade was going to be going through her neighborhood, and two police officers showed up at her house and threatened to arrest her. There's a guy in Canada that put out an ad in the newspaper quoting some Bible verses, and he was actually fined. He had to pay four people who complained $1,500 each because they felt that it incited hatred.
And they're now calling in Europe and in the United States to make it illegal to deny man-made climate change. I mean, they're openly announcing it.
Well, Google recently revealed a blogger's name. This woman had a blog about the New York social scene, and she called the one particular supermodel a skank. You know, not exactly the worst word in the world. And this woman sued Google, and they revealed the woman blogger's name, and now she's being sued for millions of dollars for defamation for calling this woman a name that you hear on the playground every day at school.
But, I mean, I think, I don't know the actual street definition or urban definition of skank, but doesn't that just mean like somebody who dresses scantily like a slut?
I think so. I mean, it's not one of the, you know, seven dirty words that's not allowed on television. It's certainly not a popular word, but it's not very, you know, defaming, I think. But
well, I don't even know about that case, but, I mean, more and more we see this happening. And I remember 6 years ago I interviewed Robin Page, BBC TV host of One Man and His Dog. He just goes to different small towns and eats their food and drinks their beer, and he walks around with a TV camera. And he was at a rural affairs meeting where they're shutting down hunting and other community events. And he said, look, we, the rural people, deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. And they arrested him, saying the word homosexual was hateful.
Well, you were mentioning earlier about the Pentagon paying bloggers and doing fake news, and that's just, as many people know, an extension of the original Operation Mockingbird program, which was exposed in the 70s in a congressional hearing, where back then they were paying $250 million to high-level reporters and editors in every major form of media, adjusted for inflation. That's $1 billion. A year they were paying, and as you know, many of your listeners may know, there's a Pentagon white paper that was floating around where not only were they talking about buying off the bloggers, but they were talking about actually hacking prominent blogs and then changing the blog so that, in a sense, they would just hack Infowars.com and then change the wording in some of the stories.
We already have that happening. People take our stories and then change the article, and they take my show and edit it together. And, I mean, there's definite, they tried to have COINTELPRO firebomb brave new books, reportedly, connected to the Palestinian that was murdered and to setting up the people at the RNC in Minnesota, the same group here in Austin.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials, and you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You know, the hateful things, and it'll help to legislate, you know, the things that people say that they disagree with, you know, against the government and the Bilderberg group, and just a signature and a birth date. It'll be fine. No phone number. Sounds like a good thing. You know, I mean, in today's new world order, we don't need these idiots, you know, disagreeing with the president. Oh, we got got to sign it to.
I don't disagree.
So you read this? You're okay with that?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Repeal the First Amendment. Stop hate speech and negative speech. Just a signature would be good.
What is it for? What's hate speech?
Well, it's hate speech when you say hateful and mean things. We're CAPTA.org. It's just to support the repeal of the First Amendment. Beautiful day. Hi.
Hey, hi.
Signature. You know, in today's society, we don't need... I mean, who are the people to say that they don't agree with the president anymore, you know? And he knows what's best.
So all right.
Figure the best thing...
We'll play some more before Mark leaves us, but looking at these two young women with this toddler, they have no idea the type of bondage that they're bringing their family into, and they just hear, we're going to be nice, we're going to ban mean people saying mean things, we're going to get rid of the First Amendment, and they're there signing it, and they mean well. I'm sure that they're really nice people. They just have no conception of what it is to live in a free country, Mark.
And again, even if some of these people knew what was going on or knew what the First Amendment or sort of felt coerced into it, what does that say about society when they don't have enough of a backbone to stand up for what's right and will just allow themselves to be talked into something that's completely 180 degrees from their own beliefs because they're intimidated? And it's not like I'm meeting them in some dark alley somewhere so they're going to just sign it and say, oh, yes, I agree, so that they can get away from me. This is on a public street and a beach outside of a shopping mall. These people have no backbone, no brains. And you know what I'm hoping with this is that people that will see this video that is going viral that perhaps don't know much about the First Amendment or freedom of speech or anything will then find the rabbit hole. And that's what I try to do with my work is I touch on a wide variety of issues that people can grasp onto, and then that will lead them down the rabbit hole so that they can find out what it is that's going on. They can find the bigger issues. I criticize these pop culture icons. I've been somewhat successful getting into these celebrity gossip columns, making criticisms about certain things that celebrities are doing. I believe the criticisms. I think what they're doing is horrible, and the statements I make are valid. But the larger picture, you know this, much of the audience knows this, is to then point people down the road so that they can find out about the New World Order and that they can become involved and realize I'm trying to steer them away from the celebrity gossip columns, from the celebrity worship.
Well, it's simple. If we don't educate the public that they were never taught about freedom and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, the Second Amendment, the First, the Tenth, we're going to lose it. And so it is a life and death scenario, not just for this republic, but for our way of life, for freedom, for private property, for our entire future, to go out and to show people just how ignorant they really are. And to understand that they better start learning as much about the Bill of Rights and Constitution as they do about the cults and the saints coming up in 8-9 days at the Super Bowl. They had better have a crash course in freedom fast because all of the job losses. I mean, Austin's one of the wealthiest cities in the country, one of the least hit by the depression we're going into, all over. We went to the baby store the other day, and almost all the shops around it in a middle-class area of Austin were shut down. Across the street from my house is a strip shopping center, middle-class area. They're all shutting down. I mean, the majority is scaring me. I won't be able to go to the pharmacy across the street. I won't be able to go get a pizza. I won't be able to go to the cleaners. I won't be able to go eat Chinese food. I mean, it's just all shutting down. America is dying, and the media is telling us, oh, everything's fine. The economy's on the upswing. I mean, just hoax after hoax after hoax, Mark.
And that's why I you know, with my last two books, the reason the subtitle is Facts and Fiction is because I take all of this information about the New World Order and separate it and really look at what are the sources. What's the source of this? What's the credibility of that source? Where's this coming from? What's an allegation, a distortion, an exaggeration, a complete fabrication? Because they're trying to muddy the system, is trying to muddy the waters, as we've been discussing, so that people get confused when they're, you know, you're an expert. A lot of this audience is very familiar with this material, but new people will get easily confused with phony information, We can get into Hal Turner's Amaro hoaxes. And so that's why I've...
Yeah, let's talk about agent provocateurs, COINTELPRO, and how they manipulate, especially newbies to any political movement, how it says in the COINTELPRO. In fact, print me that encyclopedia printout again on COINTELPRO. What their job is, what they try to do. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care, and right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen,
is it getting better?
I get tied down here.
Or do you feel the same?
Making films.
Will it make it?
Writing books. Doing YouTube videos. Doing 4 hours of radio a day. 2, 3, 4 hours of research. Sometimes I don't sleep till 2, 3, 4 in the morning. Sometimes I do 6, 7, 8 hours of research. Reading government documents. Knowing that we're accurate, knowing that we have so much proof, it's incredible. Studying history, experiencing things. I have experienced things that most people wouldn't experience as a activist leader. I remember trying to build a veteran a new house when they were going to bulldoze his old house. Actually, the citizens had the idea and spearheading it and having COINTELPRO, we later learned, come on and try to start fights and break up the activists and just make stuff up about me. They understand human psychology. I remember being at Waco, building a memorial chapel there, and people coming in and threatening me and doing something, later reading their names years later as FBI informants. On December 8th, Aaron Dykes wrote an article off of NPR report and other media reports. Well, the imam called me. That we had him on air when that Palestinian activist got all gut up and slit open and basically skinned, his arms tied, his legs tied, thrown into Lake Austin, thrown into the river. They call the river, the Colorado, they've dammed up Lake Austin. And the police said it was a suicide. And I talked to the imam. They said it certainly wasn't a suicide. And then to learn that the admitted FBI informant who'd been sent to Central America, South America, in his own words, who had been sent to Katrina, who had been in Austin trying to infiltrate 9/11 Truth and trying to get them to firebomb Brave New Books, which is a bookstore that one of my listeners founded that I've supported. That's people need to know. But see, that's what the feds do. They go and call for violence and call for criminal activity and get everybody infighting to run everyone off. That's what they do. And they make up elaborate lies. I mean, I remember a decade ago, Hal Turner, people constantly emailing me, this guy's attacking you on his radio show, this guy's writing about you, this guy's going after you, this guy's saying you're a Zionist agent. And I'm like, Zionist agent? I mean, I'm a Baptist. I go to a Methodist church. That's where my parents go. I'm an American. And then I learned that a known Israeli diamond dealer brags about it, put out the story. I work for the Vatican. I mean, just completely made up. And when you experience this, it's not for Alex Jones. In a sick way, like P.T. Barnum said, just spell my name right. Most publicity is pretty darn good, except it's meant to turn people off who are awakening so they only infight with each other. And I remember all the COINTELPRO that was run against We Are Change in New York when it was first set up, when I first was supporting it, getting Luke on the air. He was by himself, and then he started getting a few supporters that came to help him, and they were trying to plant bombs on him. We got the video of that. They were trying to say he was a terrorist. We know you're not a terrorist, but we're going to set you up. It's all covered in Truth Rising. I remember when German Talis, a great member of We Are Change, was protesting Laura Bush, and out of an alleyway comes a man with a girl in a wheelchair ramming him and hitting him, and all the witnesses saw it, but the bookstore wouldn't give up the surveillance tape, and they took him to court. He was going to go to prison for years with felonies, and we supported him financially. It went to trial, and the Secret Service wouldn't lie. The APD did. The Secret Service said, no, none of that's true. They attacked him. And then the New York Post had to print a retraction. That was an attempted setup. That's what COINTELPRO does. It was an attempted setup of Luke over and over again. This is what they try to do. And we called out Hal Turner a decade ago, only because he was attacking us. And we were very brief. We just said, no one is allowed to threaten federal judges. No one is allowed to call for violence every day unless they're a Fed. And the guy was hooked in with Sean Hannity and the neocons. We know Hannity is literally a CIA asset. It's come out CNN, Washington Post is CIA. And now it's come out in federal court, and the FBI is on record and the U.S. attorney. He is the highest level FBI agent there is. They said, national security level FBI agent, not a informant. They usually use ex-cons and people they've got under their control, and they use some ex-cons here locally against us. And when it's actually happening to you, it's hard to believe that it's really going on. It's hard to believe that it's actually happening. But again, and I'm going to Mark Dice here in a moment. He just brought this up, so I thought I'd talk about it. It's hard to believe until you've been doing this 14 years and it's been confirmed over and over and over and over again that this is the case. I wanted to read to you COINTELPRO, an acronym for Counterintelligence Program, was a series of covert, often illegal projects conducted by the United States Federal Bureau of Investigation aimed at investigating and disrupting dissident political organizations within the United States. The FBI used covert operations from its inception. However, formal COINTELPRO operations took place between 56 and 71. The FBI statement motivation at the time was protecting national security. They're now saying covering up AIG as national security, preventing violence, and maintaining the existing social and political order. According to FBI records, 85% of COINTELPRO resources were expended on infiltrating, disrupting, marginalizing, and or subverting groups suspected of being subversive. And then you read into this, let me find the area where it says it, that they would go into nonviolent civil rights movement, including Martin Luther King and others. And it says the American Indian Movement and other civil rights groups, a broad range of organizations, New Left, including Students for Democratic Society, the National Lawyers Guild, on and on and on, anyone against the Vietnam War, and even in individual student demonstrations with no group affiliation. And then it talks about how, in the thousands of pages of documents, how they would do this is, and it's literally a textbook, and most of the people that are part of it don't even know. They're being led by a psychological warfare expert, and the Pentagon declassified a few years ago their 2004 manual for the Third World. Anybody who's a leader, they say, they're making money. Because they never want activists to ever get any capital to build anything real. You ought to be the leader. Or that person wants to take over what you're doing. Or go protest them at their protest. Or split off. And then it says in here, they have them go in and call for violence to then run off the reasonable members. That's what Cass Sunstein calls for in a new document, a year and a half old, and he's now in the White House and set to be the next Supreme Court justice when Stevens leaves at the end of the year. As he said, we will go into their groups, we covered this a few weeks ago, and we will pose as conspiracy theorists, we will pose as anti-government, anti-Federal Reserve, anti-global warming people, and we will get everybody fighting with each other, and then we will accuse those that we're setting up of being the ones that did it. And so that's why this is so important, because then they force you to even talk about it. So you have to educate people. And then that gets people more paranoid about going out, speaking out, being involved. Going back to Mark Dice, Mark getting into Hal Turner. We called him out over a decade ago. You've been calling him out in the last 3 years. Everything he put out was a hoax. Go ahead.
Hal Turner is a very fascinating case because, yes, he's called for violence against people, and now he's been arrested for making these threats in June of 2009.
By the state. And the feds are defending him. Go ahead.
Yeah, so his lawyer openly stated and admitted in court that he was an agent provocateur taught by the agency. Quote, this is a quote from his lawyer, Michael Orzoco. His job was to basically publish information which would cause other parties to act in a manner which would lead to their arrest. Now, him urging violence is one thing. I mean, obviously, it wasn't to lead to the arrest. It was he was to urge people to commit violent acts to then demonize certain groups. But what's very interesting about Hal Turner is that in 2008, he published photos of what he claimed were the Amero coin. Now, we all know that the Amero has been discussed by a lot of these high-level globalists and CFR people as the coming regional currency. So this is in the works, and usually what the CFR wants, the CFR gets. So this guy published photos saying that he got pictures and had an informant at the Denver Mint that sent him photos of this Amero coin. Then a few months later, October 2008, he publishes a YouTube video showing, in reality, it was a replica. You can buy Amero replica coins.
Yeah, there are thousands of companies that will make any coin you want, and it turned out that that group was in Colorado, and they just printed some up to show what was being announced.
Yeah, so he goes on to say that he has a real Amero coin, and that he has an informant in the Mint, and he shows it. And so, you know, people might think, oh, well, maybe he was mistaken. He can't have been mistaken, because months earlier he posted the photos which he just took from these replica coin sites. And so he had to have been getting dozens, hundreds of emails saying, no, that this is not correct, photos from these replicas.
Yeah, we put up an article saying, look, here, it's a replica coin.
Yeah, yeah. So he goes out, and his video climbed to the top, hundreds of thousands of views. It was number one on Google Video's top 100 list when they were doing the top 100 videos on Google Video. So he goes out, the people spread the video around, look, the Amero's out. And then later on, people start to realize that it was a hoax. And so he's already admitted to be on the payroll for the feds as an agent provocateur to urge violence. And to
have you seen the new court records? That was the older ones. New ones came out with the U.S. attorney and FBI saying he was an agent.
Yeah, yeah. But what he does, this is really ingenious on his handler's part, is to create this stir. Everybody started emailing this video around and his article from his website where he claimed to have this, as they're coming, we're sending the Ameros to China, they're not going to drop the dollar. So So everybody starts to say, oh, yep, look, it's coming true. And then it comes out, people start looking, oh, no, it was a hoax. Hal Turner's a fraud. It was a replica. So what that does is then people start to dismiss the idea. When they're talking, people like us, people like Alex that are talking about, oh, there's a Merrill coming, there's global currency. Then the whole role of Hal Turner and his hoax is to then get people to think, oh, no, I heard about that. That was a hoax. You know, don't worry about that. And then to take it to the next level, a few months after his video showing his fake Amero coin, he then posted pictures of what he claimed to be the paper Amero currency. So he's just continuing to recycle this same hoax every few months to try to spread it around there to create this disinformation and muddy the water. And then in his blog, he posted that the YouTube video was pulled, his YouTube account was pulled under national security because he was destabilizing the dollar. And so, I mean, the list of hoaxes that this guy has perpetuated just goes on and on and on. And that's his job. This is admitted by his lawyer. And so, thankfully, he's been arrested for making these claims of wanting to kill people. But it's absurd that his lawyer says, oh, well, he was just, you know, posting threats to urge people to commit acts so they could be arrested. No, he was posting these things so that people would actually commit crimes because the FBI is not going to know what kind of psycho is going to read his blog post and the people's addresses that he would post on his website and go and harm these people. And the intention is not to find these people before they do anything. The intention is to get them to do it.
Well, you're absolutely right. In fact, there was a new hoax, UN gold hoax, muddies the waters of real move towards global currency. That was, what, a month and a half ago? Let me see the date on that article they just put on screen. They have more of those. I mean, there's whole constellations of groups who don't make mistakes. Everybody does that. But they knowingly, and we've also identified who's COINTELPRO. We've even looked into some of the corporate documents, into some of the alternative little fake radio networks that are out there, who their only job is attacking and lying about myself mainly, because they know I'm one of the biggest bona fide real things, attacking Ron Paul, attacking myself, making up things, and they always just put out wild disinfo. You know, Alex Jones is owned by the Saudi Arabians. Alex Jones is owned by the Brothmans. Alex Jones is owned by the Scientologists. And the same people will be saying I'm owned by all of it. I mean, obviously, that's not true, even if you believe I was by one of those groups. All of them, you know, the Jews, the Vatican, the Scientologists, the Saudis, the Keebler Elves, the, you know, ABC owns Genesis because of many satellites we've leased. Any radio owner will be laughing. You have to lease a satellite if you want to have a gardening show or anything else, you know, a feed of thousands on it. You know, it's like $5,000 a month. It's like getting a Roadrunner at your house. So they also take kernels of things. But it's important to expose this so other people spend their time and energy, other people listening or watching, they know they're good. So don't spend your time infighting with each other. Spend your time. You know, the mark of a provocateur is they always want to attack any real leaders. They always want to break up real groups. They always want to call for violence. They always want to spread this info. They don't want you to go out and be your own leader. They don't want you to go out and wake people up. They just want to, I mean, why do they have riot police at every event? And at every event they get caught in the news, the police attacking their own police in front of news cameras dressed up like anarchists. Until no one wants to go out and protest because you don't want to get rubber bulleted or hit with a sound cannon or a microwave gun. And they just do this over and over and over again until Americans don't want to go out and protest. They have effectively, with free speech zones and the rest of it, killed most protesting. And any protest I've ever had, people show up to try to disrupt it, and then they say, you are the disruptors. So that's how you can always tell the COINTELPRO and the useful idiots that they've got working for them, Mark.
You know, I've launched a program to help to try to reach out to the mainstream audience and some of Hannity's listeners, Glenn Beck's listeners. I mean, a lot of them are just well-to-do, trying to find the truth and don't see these people for what they are. So I'm launching a program. Details are at markdice.com, where if you simply call in to one of these top five shows, they're listed on my site, which ones? Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh, and Mark Levin, just because he's friends with Sean Hannity, not that he's a popular host. If you just simply call into one of these hosts and mention one of my YouTube videos, mention the title of one of my books, basically just plug something that I'm doing, email me the day, the show that you call, the hour, and then I will send you a free copy of the Illuminati Facts and Fiction for free. I pay the shipping and handling. It's a free book. And then I also, in the quick article, I explain how to get through to these shows. I mean, a lot of people know that I'm kind of known for compulsively calling into these shows and posting the audio on YouTube and showing how these
And if we can get millions of our activist listeners to start doing this, it will devastate them. You know, it's come out the White House is doing all these fake letters to the editor. Of course they are. Well, we're just getting real citizens who are angry to really let their voice be heard. If there wasn't power in letters to the editor, if there wasn't power in calling into radio talk shows, they wouldn't be faking it themselves.
Yeah, and that's why they have the call screeners to make sure that your question or your comment's going to be on par with what the host believes. And if it's counter to what the host believes, sometimes they'll let the caller onto the call.
You've got to, if it's a fake right-wing show, you got to call in and act like a dumb liberal to get on. That's the way.
Yeah, you have to either subscribe to their ideology or act like a complete moron so that they can ridicule you. And this is all detailed in the quick article on how you can get on the show, how to bypass the screener. And so I just hope everybody checks it out. And just imagine if we can get multiple calls into all these shows every day for the next month or two. How bad is Sean Hannity going to squirm? And then when people start hearing about these issues or start hearing about certain things, certain videos, certain books, people are going to Google it. Thousands of people are going to Google it.
I'll do you one better, Mark. I'll give everybody $100 who can get in on Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh and send me the audio clip. $100.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Way up north, way up north,
folks, remember, the most effective activist tool we've got is sending people the podcast, the MP3s of this radio show on particular topics that are hot and important to people. The banker bailout, the Copenhagen scam, the flu scam, the police state, the naked body scanners, the gun grabbing. But nothing is more effective than films. And my documentaries, Mark was just telling me this during the break, complimenting me, but I mean, it really is true. We've gone to a whole new level. There's nothing better in the fight against the New World Order than Fall of the Republic, Obama deception. That's why the mainstream media is calling me up with hit pieces and other things and other pieces coming out. I don't know if they're hit pieces, but we'll find out. That's why MSNBC is here interviewing me, because they're getting scared. And they always bring up Fall of the Republic, Obama deception, and say they're devastatingly popular. Number one on the streams, number one on the YouTube and Google, number one on the BitTorrents, number one on the, number one on every gauge, number one on Internet talk radio. And we're on satellite, shortwave, AM, and FM. Number one alternative website, Infowars.com. Number two alternative website, PrisonPlanet.com. And we're a platform for real activists. I've been burned some, but I've learned who's real. And Mark Dice is real. Ron Paul's real. Many others are real. And they just keep fighting the New World Order and having success. So the establishment is really getting upset. Get Fall of the Republic today at Infowars.com. You can get it half price. You can get free T-shirts with films. We've got so many great deals. I'm carrying Shadow Government, a great new documentary that was produced by some folks, Grant R. Jeffrey, I'm really impressed with. And we've got free T-shirt deals, everything at Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we just got these books. This just came out this week, The New World Order, Facts and Fiction, Mark Dice's newest book. They're very easy reads, factoid, jam-packed. This is a great thing for the coffee table or to give to your neighbor or give to your boss. Get it at Infowars.com or MarkDice.com. But, Mark, getting back to your point, and, of course, I imitate your great ideas. You've imitated some of mine. That's what we do. We're all in the fight. I love your idea. I announced these contests 2 weeks ago. I said I need to write them up. I've been procrastinating. The naked body scanner protest, I'm going to get that up by tomorrow. I'm trying to write those up today to get them posted so we can launch the contest. But I want to say $100 to anybody who calls into Limbaugh or Hannity or Glenn Beck. With me, it's those three shows. And $100 if you send me the MP3 file of you, date, time, when you did it. We'll post it, get it up. $100. I'll do the first 20. So that's $2,000. That's all I can afford with these other contests coming up. Now, you're giving out 100 books free, which is a $20 value apiece. It doesn't matter. It's just a fun exercise of getting the word out. And you're right. They tend to bleep you out when you say Infowars.com or MarkDice.com. It's best to say, what do you think of the Obama deception? What do you think of the Resistance Manifesto, the book? What do you think of Endgame? What do you think of Fall of the Republic? And again, on MarkDice.com, you've got the contest up there. You are the master of this, calling in talk radio. You've been doing this for many years now, and people should go print that off, shouldn't they, and do it?
Yeah, it's very simple, and I know, you know, money's tight, and it's exciting. It'll be a thrill to actually be able to speak to one of these scumbags and to speak to millions of their listeners. And then you can get a free book, and then just the details are there. It's very simple, and I'll take care of getting the audio and everything. So just go through and read a few paragraphs. That's what we do. And
I can't take care of the audio, so people. That's why my prize is a little bigger. You got to send it to us.
And now I say 100 copies. You know, it could take. No, who knows how long it'll take. As long as this banner is still up on MarkDice.com, it's going to be good. And if this works, I mean, I might just do it indefinitely. I don't know. So as long as the banner's up there, or if you call in, and you're the 101st or the 105th, I mean, I'm still going to send you your book. As long as it's not, a year after I pull the contest, which who knows? I may just keep it up indefinitely.
Well, regardless, it gets people into the mindset and the idea of calling in and countering these shows. All right, we'll be right back. I want to talk about Glenn Beck with you for 5 minutes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.